This is NPR.
Hey, thanks, guys. Good morning, everyone. World financial markets are hobbling their way back into health this morning after the Fed's surprise interest rate cut yesterday. Most Asian markets rebounded today, reversing their painful plunge earlier this week. But European markets slipped in early trading. Analysts say the market turmoil could continue for a while because the Fed's move was seen by many as panicky. On Wall Street yesterday, the Dow Jones Industrial Average plunged more than 450 points at first, but by the end of the day was able to climb back up, recouping most of its losses. Meanwhile, President Bush met with top congressional leaders yesterday to try to hammer out details of a possible economic stimulus package. Here's what the president had to say.
I believe we can find common ground to get something done that's big enough and effective enough so that an economy that... is inherently strong, gets a boost.
Talks are centering around a possible tax rebate of up to $800 for individuals and $1,600 for couples. Congressional leaders from both parties are hoping to firm up the stimulus package by next month. So what does the global economic chaos and the Fed's rate cut mean to you? Stay tuned. We'll explain coming up next in the show. Over to the Middle East now, where tens of thousands of Palestinians flooded into Egypt from the Gaza Strip after Palestinian gunmen blew up parts of the border wall separating the two areas. The BBC's Ian Pannell has more from the scene.
Thousands of Palestinians have crossed through the breach wall and are now here in the Egyptian side of the border in the town of Rafah. They're using the opportunity to catch up with friends and family and catch up on the opportunity to buy essential goods and services that they're not able to get in Gaza. To my right, there are people offloading huge cartons of cigarettes. To my left, a man is carrying a large carpet. We've seen enormous crowds gathering around petrol stations in the town of Rafah. We've seen at least 12 truckloads full of Egyptian riot police. But for now, they seem to be standing to one side and allowing the Palestinians to cross over here into Egypt.
The BBC's Ian Pannell in Egypt. A disturbing story now out of Congo. According to a new report, at least 45,000 people in that country die every month, despite 5 years of relative peace in the Central African nation. The study was put together by the International Rescue Committee, an American aid group. Even though Congo is home to the world's largest peacekeeping force and billions of dollars in international aid goes there, the death rate is still the same as it was during its devastating civil war. But instead of direct violence, now people are dying from rampant disease and starvation. In all, more than 5.4 million people have died in Congo since the war began in 1998. And finally, the last native speaker of an ancient Alaskan Indian language has passed away. Marie Smith Jones died Monday at the age of 89. According to her family, Jones was the last full-blooded Ayak alive who was fluent in her native language. Ayak is a branch of the Alabaskan Indian family of languages, and Jones was the honorary chief of the Ayak Nation. The Ayak ancestral homeland runs along 300 miles of the Gulf of Alaska from Prince William Sound east to the town of Yakutat. That's the news. It is always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.
Torreya Nelson.